You hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So, my name is Ricardo Delfin. I will be giving a talk today on productionizing ROS when you have no choice with Bazel. Before I get started, just a little bit of background on myself. Mainly worked previously as a production engineer in a variety of different fields, starting in servers and moving on to robots, be it autonomous vehicles or, at the moment, humanoid robots. So a lot of my work has been dedicated around productionizing systems, getting them working on real deployments and getting them out, in the case of vehicles, on the road to actually turn them into real products. So with that in mind, I'll get us started. So why do you pick ROS, right? I assume given the amount of talks on ROS we've had here, most people here have used ROS, you're familiar with it. And one of the big reasons why people lean towards ROS, and it makes perfect sense, is it's a very standard tool to use in robotics research. It's very easy to set up. You can just compose things. You add more nodes. You add more things you're launching, and things just kind of work out of the box, right? It's a very valid reason to use a robotics framework like this. However, it does have a few issues, a few caveats that can cause issues when you're going into production, especially. Some of the big issues you sometimes see, I mean, this is a personal gripe, but depackage is the primary deployment mechanism, I think, can be a bit of an issue. You're tied to specific Ubuntu releases. There's, of course, ways around this, but you know, as a core, this is kind of what you're centered on. I think we've all found non-deterministic bugs at some point in ROS. I've myself encountered multiple times issues with shared memory topics, and when you're working with different kind of components. A lot of this can cause issues once you're actually deploying kind of a large set of systems, right? Now, unfortunately, sometimes you don't have a choice, right? Like you come into a company, there is a system, it's been built, and oftentimes rebuilding a thing from scratch is not a good idea, right? It's just not a reasonable thing to do and can be a waste of time. So what you want is you want to find a way of working with a system you've got, right? So some of the things that I generally recommend when you're looking at how to kind of improve a system